From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Grand County voters will be asked to approve a new form of government in 2020, and a local study committee has released a recommendation for what form it should take. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
The study committee has recommended a 5-member council, which will be elected at large and will appoint a county manager. If voters reject that, the county will revert to a 3-member commission. The process was initiated by a change in state law earlier this year. Bob Greenberg is a Democrat on the committee. He says the law was politically motivated.
It's my belief that the legislature and some of the local conservatives believed the progressive tilt of Grand County's government was the result of the current form of government.
Right now, the county has 7 part-time council members who hold executive and legislative power. Republican Councilman Curtis Wells says that results in slow decision-making and bad management.
The bottom line here is this was about functionality and efficiency.
The county attorney has until the end of January to sign off on the committee's suggestion for a 5-member council. If that happens, voters will be asked to approve it in November. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
To fight unaffordable housing costs in many parts of the state, one lawmaker is looking for a way to allow Utah cities to explore rent control. Under state law, local governments can't impose rent caps without approval of the legislature. But Democratic Representative Jennifer Daly Provost from Salt Lake City says that power should be left to local communities.
Rent control has a bad reputation for having been implemented in some pretty draconian ways in the past, but I also think that cities need to have more tools in their toolbox.
She's putting the bill forward in the 2020 legislative session and says she hopes it can start a conversation about addressing the housing crisis. Rent control has existed in some big coastal cities for decades and is gaining momentum among some 2020 candidates. There is an ongoing debate, though, about whether it can actually help reduce housing costs. A new study shows that heat pumps could be one of the best solutions towards carbon efficiency in homes and commercial buildings. The Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports.
The study from Columbia University says this technology could significantly reduce the nation's fossil fuel emissions if coupled with regulatory policies like carbon taxes. That's because heat pumps can replace both air conditioners and furnaces in homes and commercial buildings, and they're more energy efficient. Bruce Nillis is with the clean energy nonprofit Rocky Mountain Institute.
A gas furnace obviously lights a fossil fuel and uses that to heat the air. That is a fairly inefficient process. Whereas a heat pump is just simply moving heat from one place to another.
And they're run on electricity, which Nillis points out is getting increasingly cleaner. But Nillis says one of the biggest hurdles to adoption of heat pumps in the U.S. is a lack of consumer awareness and political will.
Many states are still incentivizing the use of fossil fuels.
Some areas in the Mountain West, like the city of Boulder and the Southeast Colorado Power Association, have programs incentivizing the use of heat pumps. But those programs are still far and few between. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Some firefighters from Utah and across the Mountain West are spending Christmas battling blazes in Australia. The U.S. Interior Department says a total of 21 state and federal wildland firefighters were sent there to help contain the devastating fires. Australia recently declared a state of emergency because of a nearly 1 million acre bushfire burning near Sydney. That blaze, along with high winds and searing temperatures, is helping spur one of the most severe fire seasons on record. Nearly a dozen U.S. Forest Service employees are also assisting. They include Linda Chapel, a fuels program specialist from Ogden. It's the first time in nearly a decade that the U.S. has sent firefighters down under. Here in Utah, much of the state could see a white Christmas. On the Wasatch Front, 1 to 4 inches are expected to fall before tomorrow afternoon. This could impact road conditions. Drivers are reminded to not use their bright lights in snow. Higher elevations could see several inches of accumulation, and mountains in the Four Corners area will see the most, as much as 15 inches. And if you're hitting the slopes for the holidays, all of Utah's resorts are open. Alta is currently clocking in with the highest snowpack at 65 inches. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.